It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Hi, welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And we'd like to thank our sponsors, of course, SeatSitters.com and Schoolcraft College. And if you're looking for a way to get out of the heat or you feel like your brain is turning to mush, go take a class at Schoolcraft. They have so many interesting classes. And it's not just for those kids who are getting out of high school or can't figure out where their future is. They have adults going back to school and taking interesting classes. They have a great IT program. You can get a skills certificate, an associate degree in the latest technology. You can check it all out at schoolcraft.edu/CIS. All right, today we are discussing, I don't even know if I'm ready to have this conversation.
That's not good.
I know. Getting back into the groove after vacation.
Yes.
Like, I feel like you've been on vacation for about a month.
Oh my gosh, it's been, I have been on vacation for about a month. And each time where I've had like 2 or 3 days in between, it's been like so hard to get back because you got to get back in, get a bunch of stuff done while at the same time knowing that you've got to get ready to go on the next trip.
I'm doing that right now. So we got back Saturday and I currently have another suitcase open that I'm finishing up packing so I can leave tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, why am I doing this?
Yeah, and also mixed with the fact that I had just moved in April.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm not even settled in the house yet. So that was like kind of an unsettling feeling as I'm gone. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't feel like I have my roots anywhere because we had been renting that house and
I'm
coming back. And I'm like a real homebody where I like to feel, you know, secure and comfortable and organized, and you know, I like that. I just was not feeling like that at all.
I am too, although, and it's funny because usually when we go on vacation, I'm the type of person who I need a buffer day.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we go on trips, we come back on Saturday. We're not those people who come back Sunday.
Oh, right. See, I've always been the Sunday person because I want to stretch out the vacation as long as possible.
And then
I regret it.
I have always needed a buffer day. Like, I know I need a day just to lay on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't get enough reading done on whatever vacation I was on. I don't know.
Right.
But I'm trying to get out of that because I guess I think it feels kind of lazy. And then I look back and I'm like, okay, what am I really doing on these buffer days? I'm not doing anything. So we got home Saturday and we did all the laundry Saturday night. And then I swear yesterday it was like, I got up, I went for a long run. We went and played 9 holes of golf. And then we went to the pool for a couple hours. I'm like, I'm still on vacation.
Yeah.
Like,
what's wrong with that?
How is this happening?
But you know, that's a good point though. Cause you can still feel like you're on vacation, even at your, when you're at home, especially I think in Michigan, because there's so many great things to do.
Yes.
Because I saw you posted that yesterday and I thought, but that, why should we feel bad about that? You know what I mean? We should like try to make our normal lives like as exciting as when we're on vacation, because we have so many great things around us, golf and pools and lakes. And I mean, this is the one state where I always felt like, you know, we were always 3 hours away from great skiing.
Mm-hmm.
Or an hour, you know, less than an hour, depending where you live, from an awesome lake, where I've been on a lake so many times where I'm like, do you really feel like we're still at home? Like, doesn't it feel like we're somewhere else? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Which is great.
Although I was scrambling this morning. Like, I got up and I was doing my normal routine and I thought I was going to have time for a run before a meeting. And then I looked at my watch. I'm like, oh, I don't have as much time as I thought.
Okay, that's a good point because me getting back into the mode, because now I'm done with all my vacations and time away for the summer for the most part. And now I know it's back to super reality. But I feel like, you know, when I get up, it just feels like when I'm going back after like a vacation, it seems to take so much longer. You know what I mean? Because I don't know if I'm like dreading it, if I'm putting off. And I like what I do, but I just, you know, I like also being at home. Like I said to my friend yesterday, I'm like, if I could be independently wealthy and never have to work again, even though I like my job, I'm kind of liking this downtime. Whereas before, like you pointed out the word lazy, like you just said lazy.
Yes.
Which I feel like, why do we have to feel like, I mean, not all of us, but you said it and I know I feel like it. Like if you don't have something you have to do and you just want a day to like have nothing to do, but then I sit there and I feel bad about myself, like I'm being lazy the whole day, where I'm like, well, why am I feeling lazy? Like the house is clean, my errands are done. Like, why can't I just sit here and do nothing and be okay with it?
I know. And there are studies that have shown that taking a day, in fact, I think I read one once, and this was when I was working full time. Not that I'm not working full time now. I say that I'm not, but between all the different things I'm doing, it actually is almost a full time job.
Right.
But when I was doing the Monday through Friday schedule thing, I remember reading this study about how it was good for you to take one day a month and just spend it in your pajamas and just hang out.
Yeah.
And so I would make a point of doing that. And it's funny, both of my children, that is their favorite thing to do.
Right.
If they could like spend the day in their pajamas and just lay around and read stuff and, they both like...
Well, I know
that day.
When I had, when my kids were younger, I'd say like, let's make tomorrow pajama day. I mean, that sounds really fun. Who wants to say, let's make tomorrow dress up in office wear clothes day?
Tomorrow formal wear day.
Right. Just like I always say, there's always Taco Tuesdays or Pizza Night Fridays. There's no salad Sundays. I mean, you know what I mean? We got to make things sound better.
I kind of want a formal wear day now.
No.
Just walking around in a ball gown and all my jewelry.
No.
When else am I going to wear that?
Yeah. But I like pajama day too. But then toward like 5-6 o'clock, I start feeling really guilty. Like, what did I get done today? What did I do? You know, although maybe for my mental health, it was really good. But then I start feeling guilty, and I can't stand it. And what I did this weekend is something I have not done since high school, I think. And I'm mortified. And I can't believe I'm going to say it because I'm mortified by this. But where I traveled, like the first trip I took, there was a 3-hour time difference.
Okay.
And then I came back and I left on another trip and there was a 6-hour time difference.
And the other way.
Right. And then I came back and then there was a 3-hour time difference for this last trip I took. So I swear I think it all hit me in the last 72 hours because, well, I think it started on, what day was 4th of July? Thursday? Wednesday, I was at the office. And I text my son. I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm just going to fall asleep right on top of my desk. Like, what is going on? I can't stand it. And so yesterday was the day I didn't have to get up. There was no one coming to the house. There's no appointments or whatever. And guess what time I woke up?
Ooh, I'm dying to hear.
11:56 a.m.
Good for you.
What? I was so mad at myself. And then I got up and I was like, then I started getting mad at my husband who was downstairs watching the women's soccer game. And I was like, we gotta get going. We've got to do things. We got to walk the dog and go to Costco. And he's like, why are you yelling at me? What did I do? I'm thinking, I don't know, but I slept too late. Now I'm a lazy bum.
You're not though. But all that time difference stuff, how do people who travel all the time, for work?
I don't know. I never thought it really affected me, but I never did it like this before. But man, oh man, that was bad.
It seems like it really would.
Yeah.
And this is another thing I was wondering. We stopped on part of our little trip we took up north and visited some friends on a lake. And they live there permanently now, but they had before just had a place up north, that they rented or would go to. And if you have a house up north, it seems like so you're going there every weekend because you've got this place and you feel like you need to. So that's like every weekend you're coming back and having to reset for the week.
Well, I have a perfect example because we had a boat.
Yes.
And we stayed on the boat. So we would go on either Friday night or Saturday morning and we would not come back until the latest we possibly could Sunday because you take the boat out. You don't want to just take the whole boat out onto the lake and be out there for 1 hour. So everyone would go out there. You have a bunch of friends. We're all at the same marina. You go out there for 5, 6, 7 hours. And then you come in. Everyone's like, well, let's eat dinner. So eat dinner. And then it's like an hour from our house. So we wouldn't get home till like 9:30 every Sunday night. And you have tons of clothes to wash, towels, all the stuff that you didn't do that you would normally do for the weekend.
Yep.
It was constantly like that. And it was hard. I mean, so I always think about the people who have a cottage up north too, because I'm like, it's the same thing. You take all your stuff up there, you drive. Then you got to pack it all up. You come back. To me, it always seems like a hassle. It's like when people say, oh, I like boats and cottages. Other people's boats and cottages, right? Well, I like other people's cottages. I don't want one because I can't even keep one house straight, Well,
and that's funny because that is exactly been our MO. So we visited some friends at their cottage and then we met up with my cousin and went out on her boat.
See?
And
perfect.
It's like, we got the best of all the worlds.
Right.
Because we just visited, we popped in, we had a drink and then we left.
Yep.
And
it's perfect for the visitors.
And we took gifts both times,
Very nice.
We will buy gifts.
Yes.
And show up and use your cottage and your boat.
But, yes.
And I remember growing up, my both my grandparents had cottages on Higgins Lake. And but I remember my dad's mom, she would spend the whole summer up there. So
see,
she
now that's
wasn't
nice.
Yeah. So she wasn't going back and forth. But then that made me wonder. So my grandpa was having to come back. And like, these are the things you don't wonder about as a child. So I think now my grandpa had to come back and go back to work on Monday. And well, did he cook for himself? Because I'm like, who was taking care of the house back home?
Yeah.
Like all these things you don't think about when you're a kid and you're just up there at the cottage and having a great time. I'm like, how did all of, you don't realize how much the adults in your life make things happen until you're the adult.
Right, exactly.
Making things happen.
Kids never think of any of that stuff.
I know, but it's so interesting.
But, you know, we're talking about coming back from vacation and getting into the work more mode, right? But it's also, I think, especially in the summer, okay, in the summer and the spring, just the normal weekends.
Yes.
Like if you read on social media, everyone's always like, dreading Monday. Oh my gosh, you know, I don't want to go back to work. Is it Wednesday yet? Is it Friday yet? You know, are we almost done? Is the week over? And I always feel like we're wishing our life away for the weekends.
Yes.
But, you know, because, and as I'm sure everyone else experiences, and I'm trying to get out of this thing that I've gotten myself into, but it's like you go to work, you come home, you have all these great plans of what you're going to do, right? Oh, I'm going to go for a walk, or I'm going to go to yoga class, or but then you get home. Once you're in the house, it's like, I don't know, a super vortex or something sucks me up.
Yes.
And then I don't want to leave the house again. It's like, oh no, now I'm happy and comfortable. I just want to sit on my deck, or I just want to sit with my dogs, or you know what I'm saying? And then I can't do anything. And I want to make the most of my week that I can. I don't want it just to be work. And I think that's part of our problems. I mean, not just me, but everyone, because we dread the work week so much because it just seems like one task after another, right? Get up, do your things you have to get done before, go to work, come home, make the dinner, clean up after dinner. You know, I mean, it's the same.
Yeah,
it's
schedule like just, this, fix yes. that. Like, and I don't know about you. Well, you just moved, so you're not noticing this. Like, why do I notice all the things that are wrong with my house more in the summer than in the winter? Well, I swear my house is falling apart, and it was fine in January.
Right. I think maybe because you have more people over or you have more time that you're awake. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I
think there's just more sunlight later. So I can see
sunlight
more.
Is another thing, too.
I'm just going to have to get better shades so I don't notice the crap.
I'm sure. I think it's just the more time you spend at your house and enjoying it. If you're at homebody or you like to be in your house, you start noticing like, that needs to be fixed. And being in the new house, I noticed the same things. I mean, I just had a guy come over to work on things. He was there all day Saturday.
Wow.
All day, yeah, with all these little things that have gone wrong or not working or, you know, not finished. And it's like all day long on Saturday he was there.
Wow, so he didn't have much of a weekend.
No, he didn't have much of a weekend at all. But going back to those people that travel all the time.
Yeah.
I just hope that they use seat sitters when they travel.
Yes.
Because then they're going to spend time that they don't want to spend at home being sick.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because airplanes are
filled. Oh,
that's
worse. Ending your vacation being sick?
Yes. Oh. Which I am happy to say. My daughter and I and my family who traveled on the last trip that we took, no one got sick. And so thanks to seat sitters. Because airplanes are filled with germs. And a lot of times when you travel, those germs catch up to you and you get sick, and you either spend time on vacation sick or you spend time when you get home sick, and no one wants to
do
that.
Well, think about it. They do not have time to clean those seats.
No, they
don't.
You don't
know who was sitting there the flight before you or the flight before that or the flight before that. Like, you just don't know.
No, I was on the airplane recently and this girl sneezed so many times, and they were the worst kind of sneeze that I finally had to turn around and look at her, like, not that she could control the sneezing, but I'm sure covered her mouth more because it was so, and I was dying, and all I could think of is, this is why seat sitters exist, and all you people should have one.
Exactly.
But the kit comes with a seat cover, a tray table cover, two sanitary wipes, an allergy mask, and a no-nut sticker. And for under $20 per kit, you can fly healthy. So the great news is these are now available at bedbathandbeyond.com.
Oh, wonderful.
Absolutely. Great news for the company. And also at seatsitters.com. So don't spend another vacation with a sick family member or being sick yourself. Go to bedbathandbeyond.com or seatsitters.com and order your seat sitters kit today.
No, I don't know about you, but I remember when I was working the Monday through Friday thing. And if you did, like, so we went up north last week. We were gone Wednesday through Saturday. And I feel like you would always come back on Monday and you spend the first half of Monday talking about your trip to everybody.
Yeah.
So it's not even like you're that productive anyway when you get back.
It's so funny you say that, because coming from a sales background and having managed salespeople for a long time, I was just telling someone this the other day. When salespeople went on vacation, it was like the week before their actual vacation, they'd be like, oh, I can't do anything. I'm getting ready for vacation. You know, I don't want to, I'm not calling anybody new because I'm getting ready for a vacation. I got to get all my ducks in a row for vacation.
Exactly.
And then they go on vacation and then they come back, and the week they were back, they'd be like, I'm still catching up from vacation. I'm not doing it because I'm catching up. And I'd be like, there was this one guy I worked with all the time that I'd be like, no, your vacations are like 3 weeks long, because the week before you can't do anything because you're getting ready for this vacation. And the week you come back, you can't do anything because you're following up from everything that you missed on vacation. I mean, you got to get into a better system here. You know what I mean? You can't take 3 weeks for 1 week vacation.
I remember that feeling, though.
Yeah.
Like not being, like having the vacation extend outside its actual parameters.
Yeah. But nowadays, you know, yours might be different, but with salespeople nowadays, like with phones and computers and technology, I mean, come on, if an emergency happens, they can't handle it. And a lot of salespeople want to be able to do it on their own rather than, you know, having someone else step into their account and, you know, say something wrong or
we were driving on Friday and my husband's phone beeped and he got a text. So he pulled over and then he said, oh, hang on. Sorry, I got to send an email.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, OK. So we just sat there and whatever, he sent his email and then we went along because he is in sales.
Right.
And it didn't invade that much.
Right. And I think for salespeople also, it's my mindset is better when I just know I'm seeing what's going on and I'm not worried that, you know, back in the olden days you come back and it was all like, what happened?
Exactly.
What went on? And I noticed that now that I deal with some salespeople, they don't even like say in case of emergency, you know, call Bill. You know, it's like they're just like, just call me for an emergency. You know what I'm saying? Which again, you want people, I try never to do that because even when I was in management or on a client side, I try not to do that. I don't want to interfere with people's vacations because I feel like everyone needs to get away and clear their mind and get a break from stuff. But unfortunately, things do arise, you know, wrong commercials running or something's going on depending on what your business is and you have to contact the person. But yeah, with technology today, it seems like no one's even doing that, which I, you know, wonder, does that even make it harder, though, for anyone to ever really get a break, right, because of this technology?
Well, and that's the other side of it is yes, you go on vacation, but do you ever really, like, relax?
Right.
And so I'm leaving again tomorrow. I'm going down to a girlfriend's house from high school. And a bunch of us are going down because we had a big birthday this year. And so we're all going down to celebrate it. And I've been texting her. And I'm like, hey, do I need to do this? Do I need to do this? And she goes, don't worry about anything. I've got everything here. We're just going to relax. And I'm like,
That makes me feel unrelaxed. No. Like, what? It's everything.
I don't know if I've actually relaxed.
Yeah.
Since my son was diagnosed with depression 3.5 years ago. Like I look at it, like I look at my life now and I wonder, like, I've done stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and I've taken trips and I've gone on vacations, but I don't know. When she said that, I was like, I don't know that I've actually relaxed and I might not remember how.
Right. Like how, and you're going for a week.
Is there a class I could take first?
Yeah. I think you can Google how to relax. I think you can. I'm glad you're doing this though.
I'm glad too. But now I'm worried that I'm going to be the tightly coiled one down there. And everyone else is going to be down and ready to relax. And I'm going to be bouncing off the walls and not know how to have a conversation with it. I'm seriously worried about my skills.
About your relaxation skills.
And my social interaction skills.
Stop it.
I'm not lying.
You can just be like, hey, girls, let's listen to my podcast that we've just done. Let's listen to my last 13 podcasts.
Like all the other women are texting in this message thing. What are we packing? What are we wearing?
No.
I
can't stand that.
And I'm going, I don't know how to talk to people.
Stop. But you do know how to dress.
Oh, I got that down.
Right. Yeah.
Especially since I just unpacked and I basically washed that stuff and put it back in the suitcase.
There you go.
So,
but that always makes me more stressed when people, like, even if you're going out to something and someone calls and says, what are you wearing? I'm always want to, like, I hated that ever since we were in high school. Like, now you put pressure on me. Why? What is everyone wearing? I don't know what I'm wearing. Why? What are you wearing? And now it's like, now do I have to change my outfit because of what she's wearing, you know? And it's still 40 years later, it continues.
are they asking so they can try and look better than you?
Oh, yeah.
Like, why did my mind go there?
Right.
But it's like, are you they asking?
So you're like, I don't know, cutoffs and tank tops.
Exactly. So what, you're going to go next level up?
Yeah.
So I don't. Yeah. I
right.
don't know.
Why? I've never called someone. Well, maybe I don't say never. Like, if I don't know what the event, I might say, like, where are you doing?
What's
like, the formal
dress code?
Yeah,
exactly.
Something like that. But it's like, what are you wearing? I just feel like I don't like to do things to people that make me feel pressure. Like, you know what I mean? And that's always made me feel pressure since I was in high school.
Me too.
You know, it's just, what are you wearing? What are you packing? It's like, especially if you're just relaxing. See, I would just totally think like bathing suit cover-ups.
That's what they said. They said bring bathing suits and a cover-up that looks like a dress. So I'm thinking it's all casual.
Right.
And
that's my kind of vacation. That's perfect.
I think so too. But now everybody's starting to, that little competitive thing is going on. Like, what are you? I'm packing sundresses. And I'm like, I'm not.
See, I'm going to Florida in October with a group of girls that are all like fashionistas.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. They're all always like look good and put together and perfect.
I think we have one fashionista, the one who's flying in from California.
Yeah.
And I'm expecting her to look better than all of us and show up with an amazing suitcase. You know, you always have that one friend when you travel together and they have the smallest suitcase, yet they come up with the most amazing wardrobe every time you go out.
Well, I traveled with some friends a few years ago, and when we all got off the plane and got our suitcases off the
carousel.
Yeah. One suitcase was tiny, one was medium, and one was gigantic. And so they took a picture and they sent it to their husbands and they said, guess whose suitcase is whose? And everyone said, Lynn's is the gigantic one. And I was like, I need my stuff. Like, first of all, I don't ever know what I'm going to feel like wearing. Second of all, you know, I need all of my things that make me happy when I'm traveling. And so what? You're allowed one suitcase.
Exactly.
What does it matter what size it is? You people just didn't take advantage of your, like, you know, what you can take on the plane.
The discussion we're having is whether or not to check a bag.
And definitely have to.
I am checking. Well, it's a week, mm-hmm. even though it's summer clothes, and I have gone summer clothes with a carry-on before. However, I said I'm packing a bag because in humidity, my hair becomes the size of a small car. I need my products.
You need your products.
And I need the full size.
Yes.
Because
exactly.
I don't know how long they're going to last.
Exactly. But, you know, if we're trying to help people on how to get back into the
swing of things, we got sidetracked.
I will tell
you. We are
you,
no help at all.
Today I was thinking, you know what it goes back to again? A thing I've said 1,000 times about 1,000 different things. Lists. So today.
You do love a list.
Yes. But today I sent myself a list again because I do it on my phone of like, you know, 10 things I need to get done today. And immediately I was like feeling like slow moving today, you know, kind of sluggish, kind of like, oh, going to be sad. I'm going, you know, going back to full force now, you know, everything's done. All of a sudden I sat down, I punched in 10 things that need to be done. Immediately I was like, all right, gotta go. And then my whole attitude changed. You know, I got here, I got to the office, I was just like one thing after another, and I'm looking at the list, making sure I'm checking things off the list, and it just kept me.
Do you remember one of the very early episodes of Seinfeld where he was traveling somewhere with Elaine, Jerry and Elaine, and they went to pick up a rental car and they said, oh, well, the cars are gone. And he's like, but we had a reservation. She said, oh, I'm sorry, all the cars. He's like, so you're good at taking the reservation. You're just not good at keeping the reservation. I feel like that with lists.
Oh.
I'm good at making the list.
Oh, no. See, I'm the opposite.
But then I never look at it again.
Once I make the list, it will get done. Like, I cannot, like, focus until everything off that list is done.
I think I need to just put my list somewhere that I know I will see it and that will help, I know, because if I see the list, then yes, I will try to accomplish those things, like maybe staple it to my forehead. I don't know, but.
Well, you know, we've talked about like, you know, getting depressed or feeling sick. You know, when I have like, when I feel like I've accomplished some things, I think that's a big part of me not like slipping into like getting into that mode where I'm just.
And lists are a
bad, great
idea because when, and I did cross off a couple things in my calendar today. So
okay,
I guess
good.
I do have a list.
Yeah.
And you do feel like, oh, look at me. I'm all productive
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
And then you're back in the swing of things before you know it. But I think the other thing besides making the list is just try to make every day something where there's an element of some fun in it. So you don't feel like the 5 days of the week are like super stressful and painful and things you don't want to do. And then the weekend is everything fun. So it's like a punishment when you go back. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. So if
make
it's
the week,
if
a
it's a
bit
sunny
enjoyable.
Day, maybe take a walk
exactly.
outside at
yep.
lunch
yep.
or eat dinner on your patio.
Yep. Something that brings you joy or happiness
exactly.
or something to look forward to every day.
Yeah. Do something. Try to get something outside or do something a little bit fun
yep.
during the week. And then your weekends aren't so stressful
exactly.
and you don't have to rely on them so
and
much.
And then if you want to spend part of it being a little lazy, you can. You know what I mean? Because you are doing stuff all the time. It's not like these are the only 2 days I have to like live my life and have fun. And now I spent it being lazy or sleeping till 11:56 a.m.
As always, we would love to hear your thoughts on the topic, your tips, what you do to get back in the groove. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. If you go to StacyandLynnPodcast.com, that's our website. That will lead you to all of our social media. Plus, there's more information on there about our wonderful sponsors, Schoolcraft College and SeatSitters.com, which we know you want to find out more about. So thank you for joining us, and we will see you next week.